Welcome to our year-end Politics in Review podcast. The New York Times ran a story suggesting that South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune, who had contemplated retirement earlier in the year, will soon announce he will not seek re-election. If the story proves accurate, expect at-large GOP Congressman Dusty Johnson to seek the Senate seat and a major primary battle to then ensue for the state's lone U.S. House seat. A Thune retirement will not change the Senate balance of power, since South Dakota will be safely Republican in 2022. Redistricting proved major this week. The so-called nonpartisan California Citizens Redistricting Commission approved a new congressional map that strongly favors the Democrats and likely allows them to expand their strength in a delegation that already splits 42-11 in their favor. While the Democrats will absorb the state's loss in Los Angeles County, they make up for the reduction in other parts of the Golden State. Still, several districts could become competitive in a wave Republican year, so the GOP does have a fighting chance to retain their current strength. In New Jersey, the 13-member Politician Redistricting Commission agreed upon a map that will strengthen three marginal Democratic seats, but at the expense of two-term Democrat Tom Malinowski. His new 7th district becomes much more Republican, thus placing State Senate Minority Leader Tom Kaine Jr., son of former Republican Governor Tom Kaine, in strong position to convert the seat. The 2020 Malinowski-Kaine race was decided 51-49%, so this district doesn't need much of a change to tilt Republican. As expected, New Mexico Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed the state's congressional redraw that attempts to give her party a sweep of the 3-member federal delegation. 4 Democratic House members announced their retirements during the week. In California, Los Angeles County Representatives Lucille Roybal-Allard and Alan Lowenthal, both 80 years of age, are retiring after this session of Congress concludes. Ms. Roybal-Allard is completing 30 years of service in the House after succeeding her father, the late Congressman Ed Roybal, who served his own 30 years in Washington. Mr. Lowenthal was elected in 2012 after a long career in state and local political office. New Jersey Democratic Congressman Albio Ceres is also retiring. He was elected in 2006 after serving as the New Jersey General Assembly's House Speaker. In his place will likely be Robert J. Menendez, son of New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. The younger Menendez is a member of the New York, New Jersey Port Authority. In the most surprising move, 3-term Florida Democratic Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy also announced that she won't run again. Her departure, along with Representative Val Demings' campaign for the Senate, leaves the Democrats in a precarious redistricting position. Representative Murphy announcing her 2022 intention prior to redistricting completion will undoubtedly change the map. All the best for the holiday season. The Politics in Review podcast will return after the first of the year. I'm Jim Ellis.